feature the history of the Markov, which was first published in 1915 by the author named Kunak Singh. The story of Markov Vishnus is about, for instance, this man named Kunakaram, some boys and a snake named Kalanak. The boys and Kunakaram are living in the same household in a village in India, I assume, while the snake lives under the house. And Kunakaram believes that if you fill milk into a soya and place it near a hole close to the house every night, it will be gone the following morning, and the snake Kalanak won't hurt anyone around the house. However, in the house, there's also living some boys who don't believe in him. And one day they decide to catch the snake Kalanak, put it in a box, and take it to school to show their science teacher it. But when the science teacher opens the box, it jumps out of the box, and everybody goes to panic, and it decides to attack Kunakaram by beating him right in his forehead in a V-mark he had, so he ends up dead.
Johan here. The characters. Kunakaram is one of the main characters in the story The Mark of Wisdom. He is a highly rated Hindu, a member of the Brahmin caste, who lives together with the boys in the house in India. The boys in the household are having another important role in the story because they are almost always are against Kunakaram, which they make an honor in. They don't believe in his stories as well as his religion, Hinduism, and love to prove him wrong. I assume that they belong to a British family. The snake Kalanak is a 6 feet long king cobra. Kalanak lives in a hole near the house where the boys and Kunakaram lives. He is getting milk served in a saucer every night in order not to make any damage to the people living near the house. Kalanak is a feared and respected snake, but even then the boys from the household still decides to catch him. The capturing of Kalanak ends up as a terrible idea because the boys bring him to their school and he escapes from his box, and afterwards he kills Kunakaram.
Sure, recording. Jesus. Victor. The story takes place in India around the 1940s in a British household, I assume. So the story takes place in the Mahatma Gandhi time, in the years before Britain granted independence to India, back in 1947.
Johan here, and the narrator and language. The narrator is one of the four brothers belonging to the household, where most of the story takes action. Him and his brothers are known for their toughness and prove it by capturing a 6 feet long king cobra. The narrator uses a lot of speaking language throughout the story. In parts of the story, the narrator switches to describe the situation from Kunakaram's side. The title. The title, The Mark of Wisnu, is covering an Indian god who Kunakaram is most devoted to by marking a V mark in his forehead with sandalwood paste. In the end of the story, his symbolic gets a deadly bite exactly in that V mark by the snake Kalanak.
Victor, team and morale. Hinduism is a team in the story The Mark of Vishnus, and it is represented by Kunakaram. Hinduism is then covering a lot of different themes, such as nonviolent, peace, and nature. Moral in the story is a bit harder to find than if there were something named an anti-moral, which could be that bad things happen to the good guys. And that was Johan and Victor's presentation for today. Have a nice day.